الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون. نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة، ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون نزلا من غفور رحيم. صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: ألا وإن الدنيا أرض حاضر يأكل منه البر والفاجر، ألا وإن الآخرة أجل صادق يقضي فيها ملك عادل قادر، يحق الحق ويبطل الباطل، ألا وإن الخير كله بحذافيره في الجنة، ألا وإن الشر كله بحذافيره في النار، ألا فاعملوا وأنتم من الله على حذر، واعلموا أنكم معروضون على أعمالكم، فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره، ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected ulama ikram, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, whatever happens in this universe happens on the command, on the will, on the order of one Allah alone, without consulting anyone, without taking advice from anyone, without taking assistance from anyone. Hakim, Hakim, Qadir, Qadir, Alim, Alim, Muqtadir, Muhaymin is one Allah alone. وَهُوَ الَّذِي فِي السَّمَاءِ إِلَهِ وَفِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَهِ. He is the Ilah of the heavens, He is the Ilah of the earth. يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ مَا يَشَاءُ. Allah does as He wants to do. يَهْدِي مَن يَشَاءُ. Allah guides whomsoever He wants. يُضِلُّ مَن يَشَاءُ. Allah deviates whomsoever He wants. يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَن يَشَاءُ. Wealth, affluence in the hands of Allah. وَيَقْدِرْ. Want, poverty, need in the hands of Allah. تُعِزُّ مَن تَشَاءُ. Respect, dignity, honor, status, nobility, recognition in the hands of Allah. تُذِلُّ مَن تَشَاءُ. Disgrace, downtroddenness, humiliation, ignominy, falling from grace in the hands of Allah. أَضْحَكَ. Happiness in the hands of Allah. أَبْكَ. Sadness in the hands of Allah. أَمَاتَ. Death in the hands of Allah. أَحْيَا. Life in the hands of Allah. مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ كَانْ. كَمَا شَاءَ كَانْ. فِي الْوَقْتِ الَّذِي شَاءَ. عَلَى الْوَجْهِ الَّذِي شَاءَ. مِنْ غَيْرِ زِيَادَةٍ وَلَا نُقْصَانٍ وَلَا تَقَدُّمٍ وَلَا تَأَخُّرٍ. That happens which Allah wants. in the manner Allah wants, in the time Allah wants, not before Allah wants, not after Allah wants, not more than that which Allah wants, not less than that which Allah wants. وَمَا لَمْ يَشَاء, and that which Allah doesn't want, all the forces, armies, governments, technologies of this world can get together. لَمْ يَكُنْ, it will never ever happen. أَحَد, one Allah. Samad, totally, completely independent of this entire creation. لَا يَسْتَعِينُ بِشَيْءٍ, Allah does not take help from anything. لَا يَحْتَاجُ إِلَى شَيْءٍ, Allah is not in need of anything. لَا يَنْفَعُهُ شَيْءٍ, nothing benefits Allah. لَا يَضُرُّهُ شَيْءٍ, nothing harms Allah. لَا يَخْفَى عَلَيْهِ شَيْءٍ, nothing is concealed from Allah. خَالِقُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ, Allah is the creator of everything. عَلِيمٌ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ, Allah has knowledge of everything. خَبِيرٌ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ, Allah is aware of everything. لَطِيفٌ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ, Allah exhibits His kindness towards everything. قَبْلَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ, Allah is before everything. بَعْدَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ, Allah is after everything. فَوْقَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ, Allah is above everything. لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ, and there is nothing that is like Allah. أَكْبَر مِنْ كُلِّ كَبِيرٍ, أَقْوَى مِنْ كُلِّ قَوِيٍّ, عَزْ مِنْ كُلِّ عَزِيزٍ, أَعْظَم مِنْ كُلِّ عَظِيمٍ, أَجَل مِنْ كُلِّ جَلِيلٍ, greater than anything with greatness, more mighty than anything with might, more majestic than anything with majesty, more glorious than anything with glory, more powerful than anything with power. Allah's greatness, Allah's azmat, Allah's kibriyai, Allah's jalal, Allah's majesty is wara'ul wara, it is beyond human comprehension. No one can do justice to describing Allah. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whose name was Ahmad, the one who praises Allah. Allah gave him such ulum, such aqal, such intelligence. Wahab bin Munabba, rahimahullah ta'ala, says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى لَمْ يُعْطِ جَمِيعَ النَّاسِ مِنْ بَدِي الدُّنْيَا إِلَىٰ إِنْقِضَائِهَا مِنَ الْأَقْلِ فِي جَنْبِ عَقْلِهِ إِلَّا كَحَبَّةِ رَمْلٍ بَيْنَ رِمَالِ الدُّنْيَا. He says, the combined uqul and intelligence of the entire humanity from Adam alayhi salam to the last person to come before Qiyamah, if it had to be pooled together and equated to one grain of sand, then the aql and intelligence of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be all the grains of sand on the surface of the earth. That aql and intelligence, he himself says, Allahumma la astati'u thana'an alayk, O my Allah, I also am not able to praise you as you ought to be praised. Allah's greatness, words cannot do justice to describing Allah. Words are what? A, B, C, D. They form part of an alphabet. Words are makhluq. It is a created entity. That which is makhluq can never ever do justice to describing Khaliq. Words cannot describe Allah's greatness. You find in Allah's Zat, Allah's being, لا يخويه مكان, Allah is not confined to space. Allah is free of space. Allah is free of form. Allah is free of shape. Allah is free of color. Allah is free of direction. Allah is the Rabb of these things. Rabbul Mashriq wal Maghrib, East and West belongs to Allah. Allah is the Rabb of it. Rabbul Mashariq wal Magharib, East, West, North, South. Rabbul Samawati Saba wa Rabbul Arshil Azim, East, West, North, South, above, below. Aynama tuwallu fathamma wajhullah, turn in any direction and it is one Allah alone. All this belongs to Allah. Allah is not contained in space. Allah is not confined to form, to direction. La yashtamilu alayhi zaman, Allah is free of time also. This tick, 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 tick of the clock, by which Allah has restricted and confined His entire creation. The great, great emperors and tyrants of the past, whether it was Genghis Khan, or whether it was Sikandar Zulqarnain, who was able to win the war against time? Who was able to overcome time? Great, great emperors and rulers with all the might and armies and all the technology. If you said even presently, that person was considered to be the richest person in America. When they interviewed him, he said, my age is 48. I have amassed that wealth which other people only dream about. But I have one parashani, one worry. What is that worry? He says, I do not have time to benefit from my wealth. Harun Rashid, such a kingdom Allah gave him, ruling three continents at one time. If you understand geography, we'll get some idea of what kind of a kingdom, from Baghdad to Kashmir, from Baghdad to Portugal, from Baghdad to Istanbul, from Baghdad to Senegal in Northern Africa, one ruler. When he would see a rain cloud, he would say, Umturi haythu shit, wasayujba ilayya kharajuki. Rain wherever you want, your produce will still be in the kingdom of Harun. Such a mighty ruler, yet 48 years of age, 48, prime of his life, in Iran, in a town called Mashhad, sickness overtakes him. The physicians tell him there is no hope, the end has come. He orders that his qabr, his grave should be dug. Ruling three continents, the age of 48, with all the might and kingdom at his disposal, Harun Rashid sits at the side of that qabr. He sits at the side of that hole, picks up the sand and lets the grains run through his finger, lamenting over and over again, Ma aghna anni maliya, halaka anni sultaniya. That what good is my wealth to me? What good is the sultanate and kingdom to me? Who is able to resist the call of time? Like the poet says, Al-Maut laysa minhu al-fawt. Death, there is no escaping from it. In akamtum lahu akhadakum. If you will oppose it, it will overpower you. In fararatum minhu adrakakum. If you run away from it, it will find you. Lokanatid dunya tadumu li ahliha. Lokanatid dunya tadumu li ahliha. Lakana Rasulullah fiha mukhalladu. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Like the poet says, if anyone was going to remain forever, if anyone was going to win the war against time, then Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would have lived forever. But even he also, innaka mayyitu wa innahum mayyitun, he also had to drink from the cup of death. Wa idha al-maniyyatu anshabat adfaraha. وَإِذَا الْمَنِيَّةُ أَنْشَبَتْ أَظْفَارَهَا أَلْفَيْتَ كُلَّ تَمِيمَةٍ لَا تَنْفَعُ. Like the poet says, when moth, when death bears its claws. Like some people say sometimes, I escaped from the jaws of death. I escaped from the jaws of death. Fool, death did not bear its claws. If death had bared its claws, there's no question of escape. وَلَكُمْ مِعَادُ يَوْمٍ لَا تَسْتَأْخِرُونَ عَنْهُ سَاعَةً وَلَا تَسْتَقْدِمُونَ. Each one has an appointed time, and when that time comes, there will not be one second's grace. Not one moment extension will be given. وَإِذَا الْمَنِيَّةُ أَنْشَبَتْ أَظْفَارَهَا أَلْفَيْتَ كُلَّ تَمِيمَةٍ لَا تَنْفَعُ. When moth and death bears its claws, no force or system in this world will be able to resist it. This tick, 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 tick of the clock. Allah has confined this entire creation to it. Allah's Zat, Allah's Being. لا يشتمل عليه زمان. Allah is free of time. 1 million years ago, now, and 1 million years from now is equal for Allah. Ashabi Kahf, those youngsters went into the cave. They went to sleep. وكذلك بعثناهم ليتساءلوا بينهم قال قائل منهم كم لبثتم قالوا لبثنا يوما أو بعض يوم. They got up. Then a conversation started. How long did we sleep? How long is it possible to sleep? 8 hours, 10 hours, 12 hours, 14 hours? The head will pain, the back will pain. The need will come to relieve oneself. The pangs of hunger will overtake one. How long can a person sleep? Someone said one day. Someone said a portion of one day. What was the reality? وَلَبِثُوا فِي كَهْفِهِمْ ثَلَاثَمِئَةٍ سِنِينَ وَازْدَادُوا تِسْعًا. They slept for 309 years. What was Ajib? Was that youngster, hypothetically, who went to sleep at the age of 15. Wakes up 309 years later, his age is not 324, he's still 15. Outside the cave, the clock ticked. Inside the cave, Allah stopped time. Why? Because time is Allah's makhluk. Time is Allah's creation. Allah Himself is free of time. Allah Himself is not affected by time. Allah is awwal, Allah is the first. But Allah is such a first, bila bidaya, without a beginning. Allah is akhir, Allah is the last, bila nihaya, without an ending. أول ليس قبله شيء آخر ليس بعده شيء ظاهر ليس فوقه شيء باطن ليس دونه شيء. Allah is first, before Allah there is nothing. Allah is last, after Allah there is nothing. Above Allah there is nothing. Concealed from Allah there is nothing. Words cannot do justice to describing Allah. What we say, Allah is forever. Like you find in the Aqidah kitabs, Qadimun bila intiha, Daimun bila intiha, Qadimun bila ibtida. Expressions. Why? Because that's all we have. That's all we have at our disposal. Letters and words to describe Allah. But these do not do justice. Allah is forever. What is forever? A very, very, very long period of time. Allah is above time. Allah created time. Once Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu in Kufa is giving khutbah. One Yemeni stands up. He says, I have a question. Ali says, what is your question? This Yemeni says, Ali, hal tara rabbak? Have you seen Allah? Have you seen Allah? This Yemeni, his intentions were not good. He had enmity for Ali. He wanted to try to make a fool out of him. So this is why he asked a question like that. But Ali was not an ordinary personality. Ali was that personality in whose mouth Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had placed his lu'ab mubarak. He had placed his mubarak saliva in the mouth of Ali, as a result of which Allah gave him such uloom. Allah gave him such knowledge that ulama say, يَتَفَجَّرُ الْعِلْمُ مِنْ جَوَانِبِهِ وَتَنْتِقُ الْحِكْمَةُ عَنْ نَوَاحِيهِ. The uloom and the knowledge of deen would flow from the limbs of Ali. Hikmat, wisdom would pour from the vestiges of his body. On one occasion, he told his companions that if I have to dictate to you the tafsir of Surah Fatiha, the commentary of Surah Fatiha, and you had to write it down, you would require 70 camels just to carry the scrolls on which the tafsir is written. That knowledge Allah gave him. One night after Isha Salah, he started tafsir of Surah Fatiha. started with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. The azan for Fajr was called out, and the tafsir of the ba of Bismillah had not been completed. Such ulum of Quran Allah had given him. Today, unfortunately, this ummah does not have munasabat with Quran, does not have link and contact with Quran. Ramadan Sharif, little bit the Quran comes out of the shelf. Or when you're opening a new shop or moving to a new house, then little bit Quran is read. Otherwise the rest of the time it is on the shelf. The shock, the inclination, the attachment of Quran. Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala used to say, Lo tahurat qulubukum, ma shabi'atum min kalamillahi azza wa jal. He used to say that if your hearts were pure, you would never ever get tired of listening to Quran. Such a kalam Allah gave us. Umar radiallahu ta'ala used to say to Ubay bin Ka'b, Shawwiqna Rabbana Azza wa Jal, Zakirna Rabbana Azza wa Jal, remind us about our Allah. Give us shock, love, increase our love for our Allah. What did this mean? That, oh Ubay, recite Quran, that which emanated from Allah, that which was the sifat of Allah. What does Quran itself say? Innamal mu'minun, إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهِ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا. Who are the mu'mineen? They are those. إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهِ, when the name of Allah is taken, وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ, their hearts begin to tremor. وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ, and when Quran is read, زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا, the iman increases. You want to know how much iman there is? You want to know how much the nur of iman has entered the heart? We can go to the eye doctor. What he'll use is instruments. Check the eyes. Your eyes are weak. You need glasses. 2+ strength or 3+strength or 4+strength. He can use his instruments to check how good your eyesight is. But there is no eye specialist in the world that has an instrument that can check by. You are looking too much at the daughters of others. You are looking too much at haram, as a result of which the nur of iman has come out of your eyes. You can go to the ear specialist. He can check inside the ears. Your hearing is good. Your hearing is impaired. You need hearing aids, or you need this instrument or that instrument. But there is no ear specialist in the world. There is no ENT. There is no ear specialist in the world that can use an instrument and tell you that why you are listening to too much of music. You are listening to too much of the voices of shaitan, as a result of which your ears are blocked. The talks of Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will not enter these ears. You can go to the heart specialist. He'll use his instruments. He'll do an ENT. Or he'll do whatever test he wants to carry out. Take you for an angiogram. He'll come back and tell you, bhai, one artery is blocked, two arteries blocked, or no arteries are blocked, or you have a healthy heart. But there is no cardiologist in the world that has any instrument that will tell you, bhai, all three arteries are blocked with the love of dunya. Your heart itself, the noor of iman has come out. There is no cardiologist in the world that will be able to tell you. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, "Utlub qalbaka inna thalathati mawatin." This ummah was given a thermometer. This ummah was given an instrument to check. Outwardly the eyesight may be good, but in the eyes of Allah he is worse than a blind man. His hearing may be good, in the eyes of Allah he is worse than a deaf person. His heart may be healthy, beating properly, but in the eyes of Allah he is worse than a sick person. When we talk of sickness, we are not talking of physical sickness. Physical sickness, that is a rahmat. That is a mercy for this ummah. When a person gets a headache, when a person, one day of headache, 1 year's sins are wiped away. 1 day of fever, 1 year's sins are wiped away. That is not the sickness we are talking about. The sickness we are talking about is the sickness in the ruh of insan. Sickness in the soul of insan. Allah has made this insan a composition of body and soul. The formation of the body is in the womb of the mother. And then when 120 days pass, the body is from this earth. 120 days pass, then the ruh, the soul is sent down with the angel and blown into the body. The ruh and the soul of insan is not from this earth. That is from the amr of my Allah. And Allah has made it such. Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Kullu mauludin yuladu ala al-fitra." Every child is born on fitrat salima. Every child is born on fitrat salima. What does this mean? That naturally, Allah has placed it in the ruh, in the soul of every human being, that this ruh and the soul will search for Allah. When I get thirsty, nobody comes and tells me, "Bhai, look for water." When you feel cold, no one tells you, "Put on a jacket." When you feel hot, no one tells you, "Take off your jacket." Naturally, intrinsically, it is part of nature. Person feels thirsty, looks for water. Feels hungry, looks for food. He feels cold, he looks for shelter. He feels hot, he takes off his jacket. Naturally, just like that, naturally, Allah has placed it in the ruh of every insan to search for Allah. This ruh from inside, is calling out for Allah, calling out for the way of life of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Because of this inner thirst, because of this inner parashani, because of this inner worry, because of this inner restlessness, insan is trying to put out that fire inside him. He tries to put it out through the haram music of this world, through the zina of this world, through the sharab of this world, through the drugs and intoxicants of this world, through the glitter and the glamour and the attraction of this world, the fast cars, the latest techno gadgets, 5-star hotels, running here, running there, running everywhere, different direction, trying to put out this fire inside.
But by looking in these directions, what is the example? It is as if you are taking petrol and throwing it onto a fire. When you take petrol and throw it onto a fire, the fire increases. The restlessness is increasing. Why? Because we are looking in that direction where Allah hasn't kept it. The fire is inside the ruh of insan. The ruh does not know women. It doesn't know music. It doesn't know liquor. It doesn't know the glitter and glamour and attraction of this world. That only the body knows. The ruh doesn't know these things. What they say, music is food for the soul. Music is food for the soul. That which Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Al-ghina yumbitu nifaqa fil qalb kama yumbitu al-ma'u zara. He said, like how water will cause crops to grow, in the same way the haram music of this world will cause nifaq and hypocrisy to grow in your heart. So that at the time of mort, ulama say to recite kalima will be difficult. Kalima will not come on the lips. Why? Because the heart is drenched in nifaq, hypocrisy. Allah protect us. That is the loss in this world. What about the loss in akhirat? Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, stay away from the haram music of this world, and what will Allah give you? مَا مِنْ أَحَدٍ يَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةِ إِلَّا وَيَجْلِسُ عِنَّ رَأْسِهِ وَعِنَّ رِجْلَيْهِ ثِنْتَانِ مِنَ الْحُورِ الْعِينِ تُغَنِّيَانِهِ بِأَحْسَنِ صَوْتِ مَا سَمِعَ الْإِنسُ وَالْجِنِّ مِثْلَهَا أَوْحَى اللَّهُ تَعَالَى إِلَى شَجَرَةِ الْجَنَّةِ أن اسمعي عبادي الذين شغلوا أنفسهم عن المعازف والقينات بذكري فتسمعهم بصوت ما سمع الإنس والجن مثلها. Two riwayats, a conjunction of it. Allah's Rasul said, stay away from the haram music of this world. And tomorrow in Jannat, there will be an orchestra. The rivers of Jannat, the streams of Jannat, the trees of Jannat, the wind of Jannat, that will be the background music. At your head will be two of the Hura'een, two at the feet, two of the Hura'een, women of such indescribable beauty. From the toenail to the knee will be made out of musk. From the knee to the chest out of amber. From the chest to the neck will be zafran. From the neck to the top of the head, camphor. خُلِقَتْ مِنْ سُلَالَةِ الْمِسْكِ وَالْعَمْبَرِ وَالزَّعْفَرَانِ وَالْكَافُورِ. She will be created from the mixture, from the quintessence of musk, amber, camphor and saffron. Nuru wajhiha min nurillahi ta'ala. The nur of her face will be from the nur of Allah. Law bada fi dhulumat la ashraqat wa anarat wa law bada li shams la aslimat dunahu wa kashafat. If she had to come into the darkness, the whole world will light up. If she had to come in front of the sun would hide itself away in shame. لو مزج بريقها أجاج لطاب لو دعي بكلامها ميت لأجاب. If her spit, there is no spit, but this is just example. If she had spit, if that spit had to be mixed with the waters of the ocean, the waters of the oceans of the world will become sweet. If a dead man had to hear her voice, he would come to life. In akbalat or adbarat hiya muqbila, if she's walking towards you or she's walking away from you, she'll still be looking at you. She will never look away from you. Qasiratu tarf. لَمْ يَطْمِثْهُنَّ إِنْسٌ قَبْلَهُمْ وَلَا جَانٌ. Her gaze will be fixed on you only. No insan or jinnat has ever seen her. When she walks, each time she sways her hips, there will be 100,000 suggestions and invitations towards ecstasy. The first gaze. How long can you gaze at something? How beautiful can something be? The first gaze, according to riwayat, will be 40 years long. Two hurayn at the head, two hurayn at the feet. The rest of Jannah, the orchestra, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, they will start singing for him. What is the music of this world? What is the music of this world? Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, when they will sing for him, stay away from the haram music of this world. Allah will set up this orchestra for you in Jannah. No insan or jinnat has ever heard like that. What a loss this ummah is incurring. How great is the loss? What price tag are you going to place on this loss? How are you going to recover this loss? Stay away from the haram zina of this world. And Allah says, وَزَوَّجْنَاهُمْ بِحُورٍ عِينٍ. Tomorrow we will make your nikah with the hoors of Jannah. This ummah was given the nuskha, this ummah was given the prescription. But the reality of that has come out, the shock of that has come out. The thoughts of Jannat and Jahannam also not there. What we say, talk interesting topics, don't talk depressing topics. What's this talk about qabr and Jannat, Jahannam? That's depressing. Talk contemporary issues, talk about sports, talk about the latest news. 22 people chasing behind a piece of pigskin. That 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, no problem. The talk of deen, we're looking for the nearest exit to run quickly out. Why the heart of the ummah is not alive? What is the salah of the ummah today? What does the poet say? فَمَنْ قَامَ لِلتَّكْبِيرِ فَمَنْ قَامَ لِلتَّكْبِيرِ لَاقَتْهُ رَحْمَةٌ فَمَنْ قَامَ لِلتَّكْبِيرِ لَاقَتْهُ رَحْمَةٌ وَكَانَ كَعَبْدٍ بَابُ مَوْلَاهُ يَقْرَأُهُ وَصَارَ لِرَبِّ الْعَرْشِ حِينَ صَلَاتِهِ نَجِيًّا فَيَا تُوبَاهُ لَوْ كَانَ يَخْشَعُ. He says, when the musalli stands on the musalla and says, Allahu Akbar, لَاقَتْهُ رَحْمَةٌ, the rahmat of Allah races to cover up this musalli. Every boundary, every obstacle, every distance between him and Allah is removed. وَكَانَ كَعَبَدٍ بَابُ مَوْلَاهُ يَقْرَعُ. His example is like that person who is knocking at the door of Allah's arsh. When he starts reading in salah, وَصَارَ لِرَبِّ الْعَرْشِ حِينَ صَلَاتِهِ نَجِيًّا. When he starts reciting in salah, it is as if he is speaking, communicating directly with Allah. He is in munajat with Allah. He is in communion with Allah. فَيَا تُوبَاهُ لَوْ كَانَ يَخْشَعُ. He says, Mubarak, glad tidings to him, if only he would have khushu in that salah. If only you would have khushu in that salah. What is the salah of the ummah today? Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Ya'ti ala nasi zamanun yusalluna wala yusallun. He said, a time will come upon my ummah, they will be making salah, but it will not be salah. Yushiku an tadkhul al masjid al jami' fala yara rajulan khashi'a. He says, you will enter jami' masjid packed with musallis, thousands of musallis, there will not be one person with khushu in his salah. Daniel alayhi salam, several thousand years before this ummah could come into existence, Allah reveals upon him that the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is coming. This ummah will be given such a salah, lo sallaha قوم نوح ما غرقوا ولو صلاها قوم عاد ما أخذتهم الصيحة ولو صلاها قوم ثمود. such a salah they will be given. وَلَوْ صَلَّاهَا قَوْمُ ثَمُودْ مَا أُرْسِلَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ الرِّيحَ الْعَقِيمِ. Daniel alayhi salam, several thousand years before this ummah could come into existence, he says an ummah is coming, they will be given such a salah that if Nuh alayhi salam's ummah had this salah, the flood would not have come. If Qawm-e Aad, if Qawm-e Thamud had this salah, then the scream of the angels, the wind which raised for 8 days and 7 nights, that azab of Allah that befell the nations of the past would never have befallen them if they were given the salah of the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Such a salah this Ummah was given. One person came to Maulana Yusuf Sahib rahmatullah alayhi. And he said to him, what is this you are saying? That makes salah and through salah Allah will fulfill the needs. What is this you are saying? Doesn't make sense. I have to make effort also. I have to do this also. I have to do that also. What does Maulana Yusuf Sahib tell him? He says, bhai, read 2 rakat salah and ask Allah to give you 2 loaves of bread. He says, you're saying the same thing again. Then Maulana Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi sighs. He says, you don't have this much yaqeen. You don't have this much yaqeen that on 2 rakat salah, Allah will give you 2 loaves of bread, yet you want Allah on the same salah to give you jannat. Allah's jannat forever and ever you want through the same salah, yet you don't have the yaqeen that Allah will give you 2 loaves of bread on that salah. The garden of the salah of this ummah has dried up. The leaves have withered. The garden of the salah of this ummah is full of weeds and thorns. Shaitan has stolen the love of Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the hearts of this ummah. And what is the tragedy? That 100 ringgit note we had in the pocket, if it goes missing, what happens? Whole day he's feeling his pocket. Whole day he's crying. Whole day he's worried. Why? My 100 ringgit is gone. Shaitan has stolen the love of Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa from the heart. The garden of the salah of the ummah has dried up and still he is not worried. The perception of the loss is not there. This was that ummah that was given such a salah. Abu Rayhana radiallahu anhu returns from the path of Allah. His wife beautified herself. Why husband and wife were separated for a long time. Separation makes the heart grow fonder. Beautified herself, my husband has returned after a long time. He enters the house. He says, give me permission to make 2 rakat salah. She says, no problem. She makes 2 rakat. He says, Allahu Akbar. Starts his salah. And the next thing is the azan for Fajr. Quickly he makes salam. He's about to proceed for the masjid. Ya Aba Rayhana, Ghazawt, wa Rajat, wa Ta'ib, amalana minka nasi. Oh Abu Rayhana, you went in the path of Allah. You strove for such a long time, you return now. Now you have tired yourself in salah. I am your wife, don't I also have a right? Like nowadays we say, when somebody's tashkil is made to go 4 months, or somebody's tashkil is made to go 40 days in the path of Allah, and what we say, what is this? What Islam is this? You must leave your shop and leave your business and leave your wife and leave your children. Don't you know hadith? Don't you know hadith? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, your wife has a right, your children have a right, your nafs has a right. Who he said it, when he said that, we are not worried about. Amr bin As radiallahu ta'ala who gets his son Abdullah married. 2-3 days after the marriage, he goes to his daughter-in-law. Kayfa wajadta Abdullah? How is my son treating you? How is my son treating you? What kind of a husband is he? It's that same question a father-in-law today had to ask his daughter-in-law, what answer he'll get. The language that woman will use, we can't repeat in the masjid also. That is why one person says, he says, the only time the wife will speak good about the husband is before marriage and after he dies. In between, there's nothing good she's got to say. Why? Because that akhlaq, that character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not there. In public, in the shop, when that beautiful looking customer with the tight jeans and tight t-shirt walks in, then he's smiling. Then he's very attentive. Then he speaks very nicely also, soft tones. Speaks like a gentleman. And when he walks in the house, then the same gentleman becomes a tyrant. Then there is no salam also. Then he's got no patience, no tolerance, no sweet tone, no talking properly. Where Islam required him to lower his gaze, and where Islam required him to speak harshly, there he's staring. And there he's speaking nicely. And where Islam required him to speak properly, there he's not interested. And what do you say? I am the boss. I am the boss. I will assert my authority. That is not a class. That is not Islam. That is animalism. Ummul Mumineen Aisha radiallahu anha, on the one hand, what was the gham? What was the fikr? What was the pain in the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Sahaba says, ghazirun ka ghazir al-mirjal, the sound of a boiling kettle would come out of the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, worry for the ummah. Kana daim al-fikri wal-ahzan, he was perpetually in fikr, perpetually in gham, all the time worried, laysat lahu raha, there was no peace. Allah my ummah, Allah my ummah, Allah my ummah. Yet, when he entered the house, Aisha radiallahu anha says, Kana dhahakan bassaman. He would be smiling. His personality would be jovial. He would be appealing. She says, in the house, what would you find him doing? You would find him preparing the dough. You would find him mending his own shoes. You would find him cleaning his own clothes. The heart is won over through akhlaq and character. Not by trying to assert one's authority. What ta'aleem he gave, Ayyub alayhi salam. 18 years of sickness. Such sickness that society had banished him. He was living in the jungle, no one was prepared to even stay near him. Such a bad smell would come from his body. Only his wife made his khidmat for 18 years. The pieces of flesh would fall off his body. Insects were walking on his body. It is said when the insect would fall off, he would pick the insect up and put it back on the body. 18 years he suffered like that. When Allah gave him shifa, when Allah cured him, one day someone asked him that, oh Ayyub, do you remember the days of your sickness? He said, The days of my sickness were better for me than the days of my health. So they said, how come? How come? So he said, when I was sick, every day my Allah would ask me that, Ayyub, how are you today? Such ecstasy and sweetness I would experience when my Allah would ask me that no health in this world can ever compare with that. Coming back to what we were saying, أَيُّمَا رَجُلٍ صَبَرَ عَلَى سُوءِ خُلُقِ إِمْرَاتِهِ أَعْطَاهُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْأَجْرِ مِثْلَ مَا أَعْطَى أَيُّوبَ عَلَى بَلَائِهِ. Janabi Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, that man of this ummah whose wife has a harsh tongue, has bad akhlaq and character, and he makes sabr, that male of this ummah who will make sabr over the bad akhlaq of his character, of the character of his wife, Allah will give him the same reward that he gave Ayyub alayhi salam. That prescription Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given us, that even in your home and your akhirat, today this ummah is destroying its akhirat in the home. We are lighting fires. Akhlaq and character is not there. Any case, coming back to this incident, Amr bin As goes to his daughter-in-law, Kaifa wajadta Abdullah, how is my son treating you? Look at the response of this young girl. Tarbiyat. Tarbiyat. Iman was taught in every home of Madina Munawwara. Today what is the thinking? I opened the shop for my son. When my son got his degree, now he is ready to get married. The jewelry sets are ready for my daughter, so she's ready to get married. Have you given him the degree of akhlaq? Have you given her the jewelry set of akhlaq? Have you taught her what the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was? Have you given them the wealth of akhlaq? That in the face of anger, smile. In the face of harsh words, speak nicely. Swallow your anger. Be tolerant. Overlook faults. Don't look for weaknesses. Keep Allah in front. This jewelry set and this degree is not being given. That is why tomorrow they go into another home and fires are lit. Look at the akhlaq of this young girl of Madina Munawwara. What does she say? Ni'ma al-rajul. Ni'ma al-rajul. Yaqoomu al-layl wa yasoomu al-nahar. The best of men. The best of men. He fasts every day and he makes salah every night. Straight away, Amr bin As understood that if he is fasting every day and he's in salah the whole night, then when is he finding time to even go to his wife? So he got very upset. And he went and complained to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam about his son. That, Ya Rasulullah, this is what Abdullah is doing. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam called him and said, Abdullah, it is not like that. Inna li zawjika alayka haqqa wa li nafsika alayka haqqa ila akhir al hadith. Your wife has a right, your nafs has a right, your family has a right, your neighbors have a right, this one has a right, that one has a right. To who it was said and where is the ummah using it today? Quran and hadith also has become a vehicle for us to justify. Asal is the nafs doesn't want to accept. Where is this leaving your family? Where is this not going out in the path of Allah? Where is this leaving your businesses? Why? You won't find it in the newspaper. You won't find it in some magazine. Where it is, we are not prepared to look. Cripple Sahabi, Amr bin Jamu, cripple. What is the dua that he is making? Allahumma la taruddani ila ahli. Not, Ya Allah, I am crippled, I am sick, I can't go in your path. What dua is he making? Oh Allah, accept me in your path, let me not come back home. Crippled. 95-year-old Ayub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu. What dua is he making? I am too old, I am infirm, I have to sit at home, let me relax in my old age. No! Oh Allah, let me strive in your path. And when I die, let my body be carried in your path. So that tomorrow on the day of judgment, I will say to you, when I was alive, I strove in your path. And when I was dead, my corpse strove in your path. Where it is, we are not looking. Why? Because the nafs doesn't want to accept. Coming back to what we were saying, such a salat, the summat was given. Azan for Fajr is called out, Abu Rehana is about to go. She says, Abu Rehana, I am your wife, don't I also have a right? He says, I was not aware of you. You have a right, but I was not aware of you. She says, Abu Rehana, I was sitting right next to you. I was sitting right next to you. How could you not be aware of me? He said, when I said, Allahu Akbar, Allah took me to Jannah. I saw the rivers of Jannah. I saw the streams of Jannah. I saw the palaces of Jannah. He says, my heart roamed in Jannah. My heart roamed in Jannah. Only when the azan for Fajr was called, my heart came back to this earth. You were sitting next to me. Allah's qasam, I was not aware of you. Such a salat the summat was given. Today shaitan has stolen the love of Allah, stolen the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, stolen the shauk, the intonation of akhirat, of jannat from the hearts of the ummah. And the concern is, the worry is not there also. The worry is not there. Which instrument, which doctor are we going to go to? That the doctor is going to tell you, by the love of dunya and the attachment of this dunya has blocked all your arteries, your heart is dead. You need urgent emergency heart operation. Urgently you have to go to the hospital. There is no doctor with that kind of instrument. This ummah was given the thermometer. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala who says, Utlub qalbaka inda thalathati mawatin. Search your heart on three occasions. Inna sima'il Qur'an. When Qur'an is read, search your heart. What is the ta'alluq of the ummah with the Qur'an today? That haram music song, one time, two times, 10 times, 20 times, 30 times you'll hear it. The one time in the year, this ummah is given the opportunity to listen to Qur'an, Taraweeh Salah, where is the ummah? First night masjid is full, after 3 or 4 nights, stuffs are getting less and less and less, and then 27 nights we come back. That 220 has become 8. The shauk to listen to Qur'an is not there. Such a man this ummah was given. Ali radiallahu anhu used to say, لو أراد الله أن يعذب أمة محمد ما آتاهم رمضان. If Allah wanted to punish the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah would not have given them the month of Ramadan. Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself said, لو يعلم العباد لو يعلم العباد ما في رمضان لتمنت أمتي أن تكون السنة كلها رمضان. If my ummah had to come to know, if my ummah had to come to know what Allah has kept in Ramadan, they will wish the whole year was Ramadan. How beautifully he put it. He said, فرض الله لكم صيامه وسننت لكم قيامه. Allah has made farz for you the fasting of the day of Ramadan, and I, your Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, made sunnat for you the Taraweeh Salah of Ramadan. Taraweeh was the khususiyat of this ummat. And what is Allah giving? One riwayat, every sajda, every sajda of Taraweeh Salah, Allah gives 1500 hasanat. Hasanat every night. The announcement had to be made by tomorrow, Siri Bitaling Masjid. Whoever comes for Taraweeh Salah underneath the Musalla will be 1500 ringgits. What will happen? Whole Masjid will be full, courtyard will be full, streets will be full. We'll call our granny, grandfather, mother, father, uncle, relatives too from other states, we'll call them. Why 1500 ringgits? Every sajda, 1500 hasanat. Every sajda of Taraweeh Salah, Allah will give you one palace in Jannah made out of red ruby. This palace will have 60,000 doors, 60,000 doors made out of gold and silver for every sajda of Taraweeh Salah. Such a month this ummah was given. The month of the Qur'an, Shahru Ramadan, Alladhi Unzila Fihi Al-Qur'an, the month of Ramadan where Qur'an was revealed. He said, search your hearts on three occasions. Inda Sima'i Al-Qur'an, when Qur'an is read, search your heart. Does it go towards Allah or is your heart running somewhere else? وَفِي مَجَالِسِ الذِّكْرِ in the gatherings of Allah's remembrance, in the talks of Allah's deen, search your heart. Is your heart attached to it or are you running away? وَفِي أَوْقَاتِ الْخَلْوَى وَفِي أَوْقَاتِ الْخَلْوَى in the moments of solitude. In the dead of night, do you get up and cry before Allah? Or in the dead of night, are you gone to the dens of vice? اُتْلُبْ قَلْبَكَ إِنَّ ثَلَاثَةِ مَوَاتٍ He said, search your hearts on three occasions. When Qur'an is read, in the gatherings of Allah's remembrance, in the moments of solitude, فَإِلَّمْ تَجِدْ قَلْبَكَ فِي هَذِهِ الْمَوَاتِنِ الثَّلَاثِ If you do not find your heart going towards Allah on these three occasions, فَسَلِ اللَّهَ تَعَالَىٰ أَنْ يَمُنَّ عَلَيْكَ بِالْقَلْبِ فَإِنَّهُ لَا قَلْبَ لَكَ Then ask Allah to give you a heart because you have no heart. Your heart has died. The nur of Allah's marifat, the nur of Allah's muhabbat, the nur of Allah's ta'alluq has come out of that heart. Something that is dead should not be walking around. Today the bodies are transporting the dead soul. The dead thing should be put underneath the ground. It shouldn't be walking around. Why? Because when something is dead, it begins to rot. It gives off a bad smell. Terrible stench comes out. Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah used to say, all the filth, all the stench, all the darkness, all the blackness, all the dirt of the gutters of the world put together cannot equal to the filth and stench of Jahannam. And all the stench and all the filth of the entire Jahannam cannot equal to the filth and the stench that comes out of the heart which has incorrect yaqeen. That heart in which there is the ghair of Allah. That heart which is not beating with the love of Allah. We have to take this ghair out. From inside we have to clean it out. This effort of la ilaha illallah, this is not the brainchild of Maulana Ilyas. Or Maulana Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, or any Jamaat or organization. This is not the brainchild of the Tabligh Jamaat. This effort of yaqeen, effort of la ilaha illallah, is the responsibility of every ummati. We have to give da'wah to Allah's greatness. Invite towards Allah's greatness. The doer is Allah. The maker is Allah. The controller is Allah. The giver is Allah. Rands, dollars, ringgits, industries, commerce, technology, economy, governments, armies are not doing. Allah is doing. This sickness has to come out. We have to bring Allah in this heart. That Yemeni asked the question, Ali, hal tara rabbak? Have you seen Allah? What does he respond? He says, ma kuntu abudu rabban lam arahu. If I had not seen Allah, I would not have worshipped Allah. Now the Yemeni is shocked. Why Allah is such, la tudrikuhu al-absar, wa huwa yudrikuhu al-absar, wa huwa al-latifu al-khabir. The eyesight cannot see Allah. Allah is beyond eyesight. Allah is beyond comprehension. Allah is beyond human intellect. Allah is wara'ul wara. What is Ali saying? If I had not seen Allah, I would not have worshipped Allah. He says, what do you mean? Ali radiallahu anhu says, lam tarahu al-uyun bi mushahadati al-ayan, walakin ra'athu al-qulub bi haqiqati al-iman. Rabbi ahadun la sharika lahu, ahadun la farda lahu, ahadun la nidda lahu, lam yudrak bil-hawas, wala yuqasu bil-qiyas. He says, the physical eye has not seen Allah, but the eye of my heart, the eye of my heart has seen my Allah through the haqiqat and reality of my iman. My Rabb is one. There is no equal to Him. He is alone. There is no partner with Him. He is unique. There is no comparison with Him. Lam yudrak bil hawas. The defective senses of insan will never perceive the greatness of my Allah, nor will his logic ever allow him to describe Allah as he ought to be described. This iman has to be learned. We have to go gully to gully, alley to alley, town to town, door to door, calling one person, telling them of the greatness of Allah. Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, inna arsalnaka shahidan wa mubashiran wa nadira wa da'iyan ilallahi bi iznihi wa sirajan munira. Allah says, we have sent you as a witness, as a giver of glad tidings, as a warner, wa da'iyan ilallah, as a caller to Allah, as an inviter to Allah, wa sirajan munira, and as a shining lantern. This was the day of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inna laka fin nahari sabhan tawila. For you, my beloved, in the day is a swim in the sea of humanity. Everything given for this. Calling one person to Allah. Linking one person to Allah. Inviting one person to Allah. For this maqsad and purpose, everything was given. To such an extent that the day comes that he stands on Mount Safa, Ya Jibril, Walladhi Nafsu Muhammadin biyadihi, Ma amsa li Ali Muhammad, Suffatun min daqiq, Wala kaffatun min sha'ir. By the qasam of that being in whose hands lies the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, today in the home of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there isn't one grain of wheat or one strand of barley. Everything given. The home was emptied. إِذْ سَمِعَ فِي السَّمَاءِ وَجْبَى. A thunderous explosion is heard. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam becomes worried. أَمَرَ اللَّهُ السَّاعَةَ أَن تَقُومْ. Jibreel, has Allah ordered Qiyamah to happen? Jibreel says, no. That sound you heard was the entrance of Israfil. Israfil has never ever come to the earth before. Your call reached the arsh of Allah. Israfil presents himself. Inna rabbaka sami'a kalamak wa ba'athani ilayk bi mafatihi khaza'in al-ard an aridahu alayk an usayyira ma'aka jibala tihama zahab wa fidda. O Nabi of Allah, Allah has sent me. Your call has reached his arsh. Allah has sent me with the keys to the treasures of the entire earth. And Allah has commanded me to present to you, if you want, we will turn the entire Tihama range of mountains into gold and silver, and it will follow you wherever you go. Abdan Nabiya, O Malikan Nabiya, choose, do you want to be a king and a Nabi of Allah, or do you want to be a slave and a Nabi of Allah? Without hesitation, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Bal abadan nabiyya. Bal abadan nabiyya. I want to be a slave and I want to be a Nabi of my Allah. Arad alayya Rabbi. أن يجعل بصحاء مكة ذهبا وفضة. فأبيت وقلت يا ربي أجوع يوما وأشبع يوما، إذا جعت تضرعت إليك وسألتك، وإذا شبعت حمدت وشكرتك. He says, my Rabb offered me, oh my beloved, if you want, we will turn the mountain ranges of Makkah into gold and silver for you. I said, no, my Allah, let me go hungry one day and let me eat one day. The day when I eat, I will praise you and make your shukr. The day when I am hungry, I will cry in front of you and I will beg from you. He chose difficulty. He chose hardship. Why? Because in this qurbani, this sacrifice, this persecution, this hardship, this hunger, this was the water by which the garden of Hidayat will flourish. It was his noble practice when he would proceed in the path of Allah. The last person he would meet was Fatima radiallahu anha. He would make 2 rakat salah, go in the path of Allah. When he returned, he would read 2 rakat salah, and the first person that he met was Fatima. Such was the bond of affection between father and daughter, that the period of separation should be the least. When he returns from one such journey, Fatima just looks at him and she starts crying. Mayubki, Fatima, why are you crying? She says, Araka ya Rasulallah, qad shahuba lawnuk, wa khlawlaqat thiyabuk. She says, my father, your clothes have become tattered and torn. Your face has changed color. Your appearance has become emaciated. How can I not cry to see you suffering like this? He says, ya Fatima la tabki, oh my daughter, do not cry. This qurbani, this sacrifice, this hardship, this hunger, this strife, this difficulty is not in vain. Inna Allaha ba'atha abaki bi amrin la yabqa ala dhahri al-ard baytu madarin wala wabarin wala sha'rin illa adkhalahu Allahu fihi 'izzan aw dhullan hatta yablugha hadha al-amr min haythu yablughu al-layl wa fi riwaya min haythu yablughu al-layl wa an-nahar. Fatima, this qurbani will not go in vain. Allah has sent your father with a deen, that the day will come that the nur of hidayat and the nur of iman will enter into every home on the surface of the earth. Whether of baked brick or unbaked brick, whether made out of tent or whether made out of wool, till where night reaches, this deen will reach. This qurbani, this sacrifice, he chose hardship. He chose hunger over ease, such hunger, such difficulty. One night, Aisha Ummul Mumineen radiallahu anha wakes up. What does she find? The beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is bent over the bed. He's pressing his stomach to the plank of the bed. Ya Rasulullah, what has happened? He says, Aisha, the pangs of hunger have become too difficult for me to bear. Hunger called him to wake up from his sleep. He was pressing his stomach to the plank of the bed. Aisha burst into tears. With her own Mubarak hand, she starts pressing the stomach of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then she exhorts him, O Nabi of Allah, make dua to Allah. Make dua to Allah. Allah opens the door of wealth on your ummah. He looks at her, Aisha, Mali walid dunya. Mali walid dunya. Aisha, I will not make that dua. Aisha, I will not make that dua. What is there for me in this dunya? He knew that majority of his ummah will be in fakhr. He knew that majority of his ummah will be in hardship. He knew that majority of his ummah will be in strife. The sabak had to be given to the ummah till qiyamah. That the dawat of this kalima and the effort of this kalima and the effort of this deen does not require wealth. It doesn't require technology. It doesn't require armies. It doesn't require numbers. The beloved of Allah, the first da'i of the summat, what was his condition? ولد يتيما وعاش فقيرا ومات مسكينا. He was born a yatim. He didn't have the shadow of his own father even. He lived the life of a fakir and he passed away a miskeen. Till Qiyamah, the ummah is given the sabak that for the da'wat of haq, wealth is not a condition. Numbers are not a condition. Technology is not a condition. The da'wat of haq has one condition only, that the da'i of haq has to be qaim on his da'wat. The doer is Allah. Technology is not doing. Wealth is not doing. Armies are not doing. We have to bring this yaqeen. Allah is doing. إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَنَا إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَنَا فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. We have to say to this whole world, town to town, gully to gully, alley to alley, village to village, say to one person, never mind your industry, never mind your big bank balance, never mind your fancy car, whatever you have, your need is Allah. Allah doesn't need you. Allah doesn't need your wealth. فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. Run back to Allah. We have to say to this whole universe, the soul of humanity is calling out. We are looking for peace. We are looking for chain. We are looking for itminan. We are trying to settle that restlessness in the haram of this world, in the music of this world, in the zina of this world, in the systems of this world. Quran declares that you will never find peace in that. You will never find contentment in that. We have to say to this whole humanity, Allah, 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 bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. Only in coming back to Allah, only in taking the name of Allah, only in the zikr of Allah will you ever find peace. Inner peace, this ruh, the call is from the ruh of insan. This ruh does not know this dunya, this ruh knows Allah. It knows the way of life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What qurbani didn't he give? And where is the wafadari of this ummah today? What we say, it is only sunnat. It is only sunnat. In other words, it is okay to leave it out. The insult that is contained in this expression, it is only sunnat. Wallah, my respected brothers, is a worse crime than destroying the seven heavens and the seven earths. That Nabi whose every day and every night was for this ummah, where is the acknowledgement of the ummah today? He's walking with Ibn Umar. What is he doing? He's picking up dates from the ground. Dates lying on the ground will be partially eaten by insects. This Ramadan month, unfortunately, we make such intizam that the 1 month in the year where maybe there was some chance that we'll experience little hunger, not a lot of hunger, little hunger, so that in some way we could identify with the hunger of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We make such intizam of sehri and iftar that that chance also is not there. Sometimes, maybe, when you're on safar journey somewhere, timetable, the schedule got altered, maybe then at about asar time, head starts paining a little bit. A little bit hunger we experience. At that time, identify with the hunger of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For whose sake was that hunger? بَطْنُهُ مَرْبُوتَةٌ بِحَجَرَيْنِ. Two stones would be tied to his stomach. What is he doing? He's picking up dates from the ground. Those in the restaurant business, what they do with the leftover food? They throw it away. Or they give it to animals. Why? It is not fit for human consumption. We can't serve to the customer. Who is this? Sayyidul Awwaleen wal Akhireen, Imamul Anbiya wal Mursaleen, the pride of humanity, the bridegroom of humanity, the choicest of Allah's creation, Tomorrow you will see Hawz-e Kawthar is in his hand. The key to Jannat is in his hand. Maqam-e Mahmood in his hand. Shafaat-e Kubra in his hand. Wasila in his hand. The flag of Allah's Hamd in his hand. 70,000 Malaika will be following him. Tomorrow you will see. Allah offered. Oh my beloved, if you want, we will send Man and Salwa from Jannah to this earth for you. If you want, we will send down the food of Jannah to this earth for you. We will turn the mountains into gold for you. And yet what is he doing? He's picking up dates from the ground, cleaning it. He offers it to Ibn Umar. Ibn Umar says, I couldn't even look at those dates. I said, I don't desire it. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said to me, Bal ana ashtahihi hadihi subhu rabi'ah ma zuqtu shay'a. He said, Ibn Umar, I desire these dates. Why? Because 4 days have passed. 4 days have passed and not one morsel of food has entered my stomach. Such qurbani was given. Listen, even today with the years of Iman, you will hear the gullies and alleys of Medina resounding with the cry of that Nabi. Ya Rabbi Ummati Ummati. Ya Rabbi Ummati Ummati. Ya Rabbi Ummati Ummati. Oh Allah my Ummat. Oh Allah my Ummat. Oh Allah my Ummat. For the same Ummat, pelted 3 miles in time. For the same Ummat, 3 years of boycott in the valley of Abu Talib. For the same Ummat, 2 daughters given talaq in the haram. For the same Ummat, Zainab radiallahu anha, pierced in the stomach, 6 years, daughter suffering in front of the father. For the same Ummat. For the same Ummat, the mutilated body of Hamza radiallahu anhu. For the same Ummat, the legacy of Qurbani, of Sahabi, upon Sahabi, upon Sahabi. Today that same deen, which through such qurbani and sacrifice reached us, today that same deen has come out of the houses of the ummah, has come out of the bazaars of this ummah. Jahannam is burning in every direction. The masjids are empty. Insaniyat, like ants, are going towards Jahannam. Whose cry is this? Whose concern is this? Whose worry is this? He was Khatamun Nabiyyin, the seal of Nabuwat. After him, no new Nabi is to come. Through the barakat of the khatm nubuwat of Janab Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, each ummati, each reciter of kalima was made zimedar and responsible to make his day the day of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His night, the night of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His fikr, his cry, his concern, that of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah fill the qabr of Hazrat Maulana Ilyas Sahab rahmatullahi alayhi wa nur. Allah use that banda, that slave of his, to remind the ummah of that sabak which we forgot, and not only forgot that we forgot. Nasya mansiya, out of the minds, out of the heart. We are not an ordinary ummah. Ukhrijat linnas. Allah says you were taken out, you were selected, you were chosen for this. Ramadan was given to us, my respected brothers. Allah gave us Badr in Ramadan. Allah gave us Fateh Makkah in Ramadan. Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, man sama yawman fi sabilillah fi ghairi Ramadan. That person will strive in the path of Allah whilst fasting. He is fasting, striving in the path of Allah. But not Ramadan fast, nafil fast. Nafil fast. Outside Ramadan. Fi ghairi Ramadan. What is the comparison of nafil fast with Ramadan fast? Ali radiallahu anhu says, if you are given life till Qiyamah, and every day you fast, nafil fast, all that fast put together will not equal one farz fast of Ramadan. Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, that person who fasts, nafil fast, in the path of Allah, bu'idani nar, miyata'am, sayral mudammaril jawal, a fast horse rider will ride for 100 years. That distance, Allah will distance him from Jahannam for fasting one day in the path of Allah outside Ramadan. What will Allah give in Ramadan? لا يعلم ثواب عامله إلا الله. No one but Allah knows. وفي ذلك فليتنافس المتنافسون. This is the Maidan. This is the field. My respected brothers, don't look left, don't look right. Don't look at our circumstances. Keep our akhirat in front. The clock of this life is ticking. We don't know if we will live to see another Ramadan. This is the month of acceptance. This is the month when the doors of Jannah are open. This is the month when the Malaika making tawaf of the Arsh of Allah saying Ameen. My respected brothers, make decision with Allah now. Stand up and give our names. If you haven't been, now is the time to make niyat. 4 months in the path of Allah. If you have been, then 4 months every year in the path of Allah. Who is ready? Stand up, mashallah. Come, my respected brothers. Don't look left and right. Our standing will encourage others to stand. Now is the time to make decision with Allah. Keep standing, mashallah. Keep standing. Allah is rewarding you for every moment of standing. Mashallah. Taqabbal Allah. Barakallah. Keep standing, mashallah. Every one of us should be ready, inshallah. Tabligh is not a part-time effort, my respected brothers. Allah has sent us for the effort of His deen. We have to make tawbah. This is the month of tawbah. Tawbah of whatever was in the past, and now make decision with Allah. That till our last breath, Ya Allah, we will strive in Your path. Either Allah's deen will come alive in the world, or else our life will be given in that way. The whole humanity is waiting to be shown the legacy of rahmat and mercy and compassion of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The whole humanity out there is crying, who will show us the way to Allah? Who will show us the way to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Wealth is not a condition. Intelligence is not a condition. Degree is not a condition. The only condition, my respected brothers, is the jazba in the heart and the acceptance from Allah. If Allah accepts us, every obstacle will be removed. The standing up, the writing our names, we are asking Allah to accept us. Those of us who have given the names already who are sitting, we should be engaged in the zikr of Allah. Making dua to Allah. Allah accept us. Allah accept the brothers. Allah make decision of hidayat. Allah give the whole world hidayat. Save insaniyat, humanity from jahannam and give them entrance into jannat. Bring the light of iman alive. Bring the light of sunnah alive. Bring the light of Quran alive. This should be the desire in the heart. MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Allah taqabul farmai. Allah accept, MashaAllah. Taqabbal Allah, Barakallah, MashaAllah. Many brothers again. No one should be deprived. If you've never stood up, now is the time, my respected brothers. Our giving our names, my respected brothers, this is not, now that we've given the names, that's the end of it. Now is the time to knock the door of Allah. Beg Allah to accept us. Our going in the path of Allah is not the responsibility of the tashkil brothers. This is our need. We have to put ourselves forward. And the easiest way of putting ourselves forward is to prepare others with us. All of us say, inshallah, we'll prepare other brothers also to go with us in the path of Allah. Say, inshallah, my respected brothers. MashaAllah, taqabbal Allah, barakallah. Allah give barakat in your life, Allah give barakat in your family, inshallah. Allah accept you, accept your wealth, accept everything for His deen, inshallah. Have this desire in the heart, my respected brothers. That wealth is precious which Allah uses for His deen. That time is precious which Allah accepts for His deen. That life is precious which Allah accepts for His deen. That has value. Everything else has no value. We want our life to become precious. We want our children to become precious. We want our families to become precious. We want our homes to become precious. Get it accepted by Allah. Otherwise it is in vain. All this is the price tag for Jannat. Allah says, Allah, inna sil'ata Allahi ghaliya. Janabi Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, listen, the price of Allah is expensive. The price of Allah is Jannat. MashaAllah, MashaAllah, taqabbal Allah, barakallah. Say Ameen, my respected brothers. Who else, my respected brothers? Those that do not, let us not be left out. My respected brothers, We have made niyat, Allah accept our intentions. What is very, very important, my respected brothers, is that on a daily basis, we have to attach ourselves to the masjid and to the effort of the masjid. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا رَأَيْتُمُ الَّذِينَ يَعْتَادُ الْمَسْجِدِ فَاشْهَدُوا لَهُ بِالْإِيمَانِ. Masjid is the fortress of iman. The hifazat and protection of the iman of the ummah is with the effort of the masjid. He said, if you see a person making the masjid abad, then give gawah, give testimony that he has iman. Who is saying? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying. That azab of Allah, which is imminent, which has reached the rooftops. If the masjid is alive with amal, if the masjid is abad, then the azab of Allah is taken back. So my respected brothers, every one of us make this niyat, inshallah, every day we will give time to the masjid. All of us ready for this, inshallah. We then can attach ourselves to the work of deen, taleem in the masjid, daily fikr in the masjid, daily giving time to the masjid. Our 2 weekly gush, in gush, out gush, shab guzari every Saturday night, sirif italing. My respected brothers, this is the fuel that will keep us linked, will keep the candle burning, will keep us linked to the biya, to the environment of the effort of iman. And through this, Allah will protect our iman, the iman of our children, the iman of our families. All of us will try and do this, inshallah. Allah give tawfiq, inshallah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله ولك الملك كله بيدك الخير كله علانيته وسره اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد جزى الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله اللهم إنك عفو كريم رحيم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم اللهم إنا ندعوك الله وندعوك الرحمن وندعوك البر الرحيم وندعوك بأسمائك الحسنى كلها ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم أن تغفر لنا وترحمنا أن تغفر لنا وترحمنا أن تغفر لنا وترحمنا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم إن مغفرتك أوسع من ذنوبنا ورحمتك أرجى عندنا من أعمالنا يا غفار الذنوب يا ستار العيوب اغفر لنا ولجميع أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم ارحم أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم تجاوز عن سيئات أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم أصلح أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم اهد أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم افتح أبواب الهداية اللهم افتح أبواب الهداية اللهم أنزل علينا جميعا هداية من عندك اللهم أخرجنا في سبيلك في مشارق الأرض ومغاربها لإعلاء كلمتك ولنشر دينك عاجلا غير عاجل يا قوي يا عزيز اللهم إنك تسمع كلامنا وترى مكاننا وتعلم سرنا وعلانيتنا ولا يخفى عليك شيء من أمرنا نحن البائسين الفقراء المستغيثين المستجيرين الوجلين المشفقين المقرين المعترفين بذنوبنا نسألك مسألة المساكين ونبتهل إليك ابتهال المذنب الذليل وندعوك دعاء الخائف الضرير دعاء من خضعت لك رقبته وذل لك جسمه ورغم لك أنفه وفاضت لك عبرته اللهم لا تجعلنا بدعائك شقيا وكلنا رؤوفا رحيما يا خير المسؤولين ويا خير المعدين اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة اللهم إنا نسألك الفردوس العلى
وما قرب إليها إلى الأقوال والأهوال، ونعوذ بك من النار، ونعوذ بك من عذاب جهنم، وما قرب إليها من الأقوال والأهوال. اللهم اجعلنا ممن صام الشهر واستكمل الأجر وأدرك ليلة القدر وأدرك ليلة القدر وأدرك ليلة القدر وفاز بالثواب والأجر. اللهم اجعلنا من عتقاء شهر رمضان. اللهم اجعل اجتماعنا هذا اجتماع مرحوما، واجعل تفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما، ولا تجعل فينا ولا منا ولا معنا شقيا ولا محروما، برحمتك ومنك وفضلك وكرمك يا أكرم الأكرمين. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ومتعنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، والحمد لله.